What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Today we're going to be looking at my street photography from my hometown here in Philadelphia. And so we're going to be looking at photographs from 2016 to around 2021. And so here's the first photograph that I made on the streets of Philly with my Ricoh GR2. At the time when the Ricoh was first released, I remember picking up the camera, I believe in 2015. And so when I started to hit the streets with this particular camera, I started to see, I started to learn, I started to grow as a photographer. Because honestly, at first I started practicing street photography maybe 2 years prior, maybe in 2014, 2015, when I was coming out of high school, I first started making pictures on the streets. But it wasn't until I picked up a Ricoh GR2 that I started to really see and start to push myself and start to photograph more closely and intimately at different scenes. And so Ricoh basically opened me up to street photography originally, and this was the first camera that I used on the streets. And so these photos in the beginning of the slideshow were made with that particular camera, this being one of my favorite photos that I've ever made. This is a photo I made with the Ricoh GR2 on the rooftop. This is my grandmother in the scene. We have a collection of my cousins and family members, friends, and it was a very sort of like interesting moment in my photography, you know, where I was looking to use color, I was looking to use light and play with the sort of layering technique of putting together a frame and organizing chaos. And so in these kind of situations, I would practice, and I found that actually my hometown, Philadelphia, was the perfect place for me to practice. And so that's exactly what you're seeing here in these photographs, is me practicing my photography. And I really like to consider this notion of practice in the realm of street photography, because you know, with street photography, it really does require repetition of going out there and putting in the reps over and over again. And then when you get into this flow state of making pictures and practicing your photography daily, when you stumble across a moment like this of a man spontaneously holding a newspaper of a very historic moment like Muhammad Ali's passing in 2016, I'm ready and there with my camera to press the shutter as that moment aligns, as the newspaper covers the face of the newspaper man and everything kind of lines up naturally, as Muhammad Ali is wearing a suit and bow tie, as is the man holding the newspaper. And these kind of juxtapositions and these moments require intuition. It requires you to be quick and on your toes. And so with photography, and especially working in the streets with spontaneity, repetition is the name of the game. And so practicing by walking the same mundane lane every single day in my hometown, Philadelphia, taught me to see this way, taught me to look at the chaos and put order to it in my frames, being ready for a man who falls over and gets into a conflict with a stranger, to press the shutter, to put order to these moments. And so when I'm out there on the streets and I'm practicing my photography in my hometown, Philadelphia, I recognize that this city and this place that I'm photographing in, it's a very mundane, everyday place. And there's not much extraordinary things that happen in an everyday city like Philadelphia. But when you practice and you go out every day and you start to put the reps in and you start to see this way, when you start to make relationships between the colors that people are wearing, between this woman wearing red hair, red coat, the iconic sari piece in the background in Municipal Plaza being red, the woman that's waiting for the bus wearing another red hat, red hair, red clothing, and then putting order to these things, these sort of mundane everyday scenes, these more boring sort of banal moments can become extraordinary through your camera. And so the art of street photography, I find, is making something from nothing. And that's exactly what I do with my practice here in Philadelphia. And so here I would photograph at this particular bus stop over and over again. I don't know why, but I always found that these bus stops just provided me with a perfect place to practice layering. And so this particular bus stop is where I learned the art of layering. And so at this particular bus stop, I knew that people were going to be waiting at the bus, coming off and going with the bus. You know, there was a sort of choke point here of people sitting, walking, waiting. And I could always sense the possibility of a photograph being made here. And there was this beautiful casted light at the particular time of day where I would photograph during the golden hour, light and shadow play, et cetera, et cetera. And so initially what drew me in to make this photograph was this beam of light on the pole. And so I originally stumbled across this scene looking at the light itself. And so I positioned my body in relationship to that shaft of light and this particular sign in the background. And so what I did at this particular scene is I was setting my stage and I was waiting for things to align within my frame. And so I had the composition preset between the light and that sign in the background and simply waited as things entered my frame. And so this man in silhouette on the right-hand side was something that I sensed could happen as I could notice the way that light was interacting at the scene, and as people passed in and out could create different dramatic effects with silhouettes and with people illuminated in the light. And so the final thing I needed to do was wait for that man who's walking through the center of the frame, entering the light with his gaze looking downwards. And so these very simple relationships I was making between the geometric shapes, between the light, between the way that light and shadow play interact, between the gestures and the way people move and the way people are positioned at these particular scenes, became something I worked with repetition, with practice of returning to the same location over and over again to play with light and shadow, to play with layering, to play with my ability to compose at these particular scenes, like here at another bus stop, using the advertisement of the bus stop and the background to fill my frame with dynamics, with color, with interest. And so I would go out onto the streets of Philadelphia pretty much every single day with my camera, just practicing my photography. This is my hometown here, and one of the locations I would gravitate towards is this location here at Penn's Landing. And so the reason why I love Penn's Landing so much here in Philadelphia, with the river in the background, we have the Delaware River, the Benjamin Franklin Bridge overlooking New Jersey, it's because in this particular location, there's such a beautiful background, and I like to isolate my subjects from the background. Here we have this girl leaping down the stairs in a very isolated location in the city. This location is alongside the promenade of Penn's Landing, at the very end of the promenade where hardly any people walk. However, because of my inner curiosity always drawing me to these locations, I was able to find these more special moments around the outskirts of my city, revealing that playful shadow on the left-hand side and the warship in the background. And I found that the location at Penn's Landing was perfect for me because the light would cast upon the promenade, there was a much wider sidewalk for me to use layers, and there was a clean background always in the horizon. And so the bus stops, Penn's Landing, these locations time and time again became places where I would play. And so here we have another bus stop photo of a man with money in his hand, and the reflections of the advertisement became something that I was very aware of, you know, using these advertisements of the bus stop and using the reflective surface of the glass and creating these kind of dynamics intentionally. And so Philadelphia is a very interesting city, a very diverse city, lots of grit, lots of character. I think that with Philadelphia specifically, it requires a kind of audacity as a photographer. You know, it's a very smaller kind of big city. You know, it's a very walkable city. You can sort of find yourself walking the entirety of Philadelphia in pretty much an entire day, every single day, covering most of Center City, Philadelphia. And that's exactly what I would do, walk from river to river. Particularly on this street here, we have Market Street. And yeah, I would see this man with his rooster all the time, and I would chat with him and photograph him, and I still see him to this day. And actually, there's an update. He now has a black rooster. It's pretty cool. And so, yeah, I pretty much spend my time walking the same route every single day when I hit Philadelphia. And, you know, when I'm walking every day, even to this day, I pretty much stay in the same lane. I stay with this sort of like repetitive walking pattern in my hometown because I'm aware of where the light hits, at what time of day people will be outside, at what corners I can find activity, at what time. And I think when you're photographing in the same location over time, it's a really good habit to become in tune with the rhythm and the beat of the street to increase the possibility of you making something. And I found that by observing the patterns of these different little events in my city, specifically we have these motorcyclists that would come and gather outside of City Hall, I was very aware and anticipating these different events, and sometimes they would spontaneously occur. Other times it was almost a planned thing because I could just remind myself of last summer when these bicyclists arrived and or these motorcyclists arrived. And then when this summer hit and these bike riders came out, I'll never forget hearing the revving engines coming down the street. And then I approached this particular scene, and I find that this sort of complexity, this sort of layered kind of dynamic photograph, it really does require sharp visual acuity and sensing the possibility of something. When you put your camera up to the reflective surface and you look into that portal, it's like you're looking into a new world, and you can create something from nothing by seeing life this way, by looking into the glass and sensing the possibilities, sensing the repetitiveness of the shapes, the gestures, and the different placements of people throughout your frame. And so I would try to play with this sort of perspective in very mundane scenes, like this mother hugging her child as the man is playing with the dog on the bottom right hand side. You know, we have very simple relationships that I'm making throughout my frames, from the foreground to the far background as the train is moving into the horizon. And so I like to play with these kind of dynamics between the foreground and the background, between the gesture of this hand and sculpture and the hand of the man who's walking by. You know, looking at the foreground, the middle ground, the background, and trying to create a scene when I'm photographing things, not necessarily looking at life two-dimensionally, but in 3D. You know, this is what I find to be interesting about street photography specifically, is sometimes you can put your camera up to something and then surprise yourself with spontaneity, where when I made this particular frame of this man holding this snake in the park, I was just curious about the snake. However, upon looking at the photograph, I realized I made a happy mistake, for I did not know that that snake tattoo that really does mimic perfectly the shape of the snake in the foreground would appear in my frame. I didn't notice his tattoo, admittedly. But there's something about embracing the unknown, embracing chance and spontaneity, that can sometimes deliver you these gifts in a photograph. Some things that you didn't really necessarily see with your naked eye, but then become the point of interest in your photograph. Lots of protests in Philadelphia, lots of different gatherings of people that happen each year, lots of parades, lots of events in Philadelphia. We have a famous Mummers Parade, which is a very exciting event. And then here we have 15th and Chestnut Street, where the light is striking and there's a very good convergence of people that are always gathered at this corner. This is one of the hot spots to practice street photography. Penn's Landing in the summertime, there's always a carnival. Sort of juxtaposing this old lady who's working in the ticket booth, you know, looking down, wearing blue in relationship to that blue Ferris wheel. You know, we have that sort of tired woman juxtaposed to the joyous, playful energy of the Ferris wheel. And of course, Penn's Landing being this location, I just was always naturally gravitating towards. And then there came the summertime, and the first day that the Logan Square fountain was turned on and the water was full, I noticed that on this particular day, needless to say, it was jam-packed with people, so much energy at this scene, a very iconic moment in Philadelphia where children play in this particular fountain on the summer days. And I wanted to photograph a rainbow. I had the intention, actually, of photographing a rainbow, because I remember the previous summer when I walked around this location, I could notice if you position your body at a particular angle that you can then see a rainbow. And so I went around this Logan Square fountain for many, many hours. I spent all day photographing here, photographing the locals, hanging out at the benches, looping around the park, photographing the youth playing in the fountain. And then eventually I took my shoes off, got into the fountain, getting extremely close because the light was hitting just right and I could see the rainbow revealed on the right-hand side. And I was noticing the pattern of these children and the way that they're playing. And so I'm very aware of these gestures and the repetitive action that people make. And so I'm watching as this boy is leaping into the water over and over again. And as the moment aligned, I clicked the shutter at that right time, revealing the rainbow on the right-hand side in relationship to this beautiful fountain that's being displayed on the top left corner of the frame, which was a happy surprise, an accident, another thing that comes together through embracing the sort of spontaneity of the moment. And so we have that arch of water, that sort of repeated shape of the gesture of the boy's arm being arched, you know, the rainbow. These things came together very spontaneously, but very intentionally, right? And so I went out with intention of making this frame and then allowed the unknown and the spontaneity to take over, and ultimately came home with one of my more iconic photographs of the city here in Philadelphia. I find this to be a very strong photo that I'm proud of my city here, my hometown. And so, yeah, I absolutely love Philadelphia. You know, I'm very proud to be born and raised here. such a great city. You know, we have this beautiful area around the Philadelphia Museum of Art with these like Greek inspired temples. I pretty much walk here every single day. There's a beautiful Schuylkill River Trail, and so I'll ride my bike along this trail, I'll walk along this trail, and then this man caught a catfish, and I caught this photo here of this catfish mid-flight rising from the water. This is the miracle on the Schuylkill. And Philly is such a great city because it's extremely walkable. You know, you can pretty much walk the entire city. You don't really even need to use public transportation. We do have subways that you can take to South Philadelphia. Like here we have the stadiums where all the, you know, sports events are held. You know, you can hop on the subway and get downtown. You can go all around. It's really easy and accessible to use the SEPTA system, the buses. And I find that the beauty of Philadelphia lies in its sort of history. It's sort of, you know, I mean, it's the birthplace of the country. You know, with Philadelphia, there's something to be said about the layout of the city being on a grid, the sort of way in which we have lots of green spaces, and these very long open promenades like here on Market Street where the breakdancers play in the summertime. And I spontaneously wound up making this frame of the man mid-flight with his shadow being revealed on the ground, a very special frame here where I walk this street over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. But through repetition, sometimes you'll be ready and with your intuition make a photograph like this where because you put the reps in and you're practicing and you're repeating the same route over and over again, it will pay off after some time, for then you will find what you were looking for after all. It's kind of like digging and digging and then finding the buried treasure. And, you know, for me, that's what it's all about, you know, going out there with repetition and practice. And, you know, if you're in a city, if you're in your hometown, you know, that's the best place to practice. And, you know, that's what I would do. I would practice here and then I would travel and make photos in different locations. But yeah, Philly was always my kind of stompy ground to practice. And sometimes you'll get lucky, you know, you'll walk down the street and you'll notice these things very quickly. You know, you'll notice the, you know, and the beauty of this is there's always a surprise, right? Like for me, what drew me in and originally, of course, are these two women wearing red, right? And so I positioned myself in the middle of the street as they were waiting to cross, and I noticed these people. And I noticed the blue, right? I noticed the people wearing blue. I noticed the blue signs, and I noticed these different relationships, and I was just like, wow, this is incredible. Look at this lineup. And then the surprise after making the frame was this sign on the top that says turn on red. You know, these kind of things you can't plan. You know, these kind of things you don't really notice originally. So you'll notice the color match, but then the surprise of, you know, the sign or something in the background, some little things will sort of spontaneously appear in the photograph when you sort of, you know, follow that intuition and photograph through your gut and kind of just let go and let the chips fall as they may. Sometimes things will just display sort of just naturally, and it's like, wow, I couldn't really plan this thing, you know, and it's kind of special. But then there's other times where you can photograph very intentionally. You know, you can approach a scene and understand that you're at the particular time of day where the light's falling beautifully, where you can expect shadows, where you can expect golden light, rich colors, clean backgrounds, repeating that same walk every day, returning to Penn's Landing over and over again, and then putting together the order from this chaotic frame of the scene with the carnival in the background and the motorcyclists and, you know, the shadow play, like these different things and these different elements you can intentionally put together in a frame. But it really does require you to, once again, repetitively walk that same way every single day. And then you'll start to see these patterns and you'll start to understand the different relationships that you can work with between the middle ground, the foreground, the background, and these different elements that you can include in your frame. And so I start to work in certain ways where I anticipate the light and shadow play. And I position myself in front of this fence line where the boys are coming by on their bikes. And I could understand that the shadows were casting, because I even held my hand out at this moment. And I said, wow, look at the way the shadows are falling on my hand. And then I sort of just waited there patiently and I anticipate these boys coming by on the bike and then create that dynamic effect in the foreground with the silhouette, with the shadows in the middle, and then the man in the light on the left in the background. And so for me, photography is all about how you engage with humanity, you know, how you go out there and interact with life and people generally. You know, photography, as much as it has to do with, you know, composition, intuition, how you put together a frame, you know, technically and compositionally, there's something to be said about the spirit of the street, the spirit of the photographer who's walking the street, and how that spirit is what will reflect in the photographs you make. And I think that the way that I engage with life is very playful. It's very energetic. It's very full of vitality. And so I find to sort of photograph humanity through that spirit of vitality, I create stronger and more impactful frames, where this man coming by doing this incredible trick on a bike, you know, doing this wheelie with one foot on the pedal, and he's going up into the air, and I'm ducking low and photographing quickly as he's moving by with the iconic Philly skyline in the background. It's a very physical act. You know, photography is very physical, where you have to be on your toes. Yeah, and composition, it derives through intuition, telling you to bend low, to separate the subject in that moment from the background. And so, you know, that's how I approach the streets, very physically. I like to drop low and get close to the dog, revealing his eye during the Puerto Rican Day Festival. You know, there's something about our festivals in Philadelphia, our different parades, our different cultural events, the chaos of Philadelphia that invigorates me, that inspires me, that I love so much about this city that I live in. And so I thrive here, because we have the perfect balance between, you know, these green spaces, these parks where you can find tranquility and peace, you know, from our river trails, from Schuylkill to Delaware, to the busy streets where people are always hustling and bustling. You know, this very mundane city, a very mundane scene that you'll see every day of people waiting to cross the streets. But can you make something from nothing in these particular scenes? You know, that's the question that I ask myself when I'm out there and I'm making photographs, is simply, you know, what will reality manifest to be in a photograph that I make today? How can I play with light? How can I play with the mundane nature of life? You know, how can I put together a frame that has something to say despite life being so mundane? You know, it's a very difficult thing. And so I try to challenge myself through practicing each and every day out on the streets of Philadelphia. And that's essentially my philosophy with approaching this thing, is to embrace play, to embrace practice as a very critical aspect of my everyday life. Because with photography, it's very important to have that sort of childlike wonder and curiosity. It's very important to have a student sort of amateur mindset to continuously go out there and push yourself to, you know, go out there and to break the rules, to experiment and to photograph with intensity. You know, it's for me a very beautiful way to engage with my city through photography, to simply, you know, discover new things, meet new people, go to different events, you know, just walking the city and just becoming in love with this, with your city over and over again through photography. It's such a beautiful way to engage with life and humanity that I'm just so grateful for. You know, I'm so grateful for photography, because I feel like through photography, I can thrive in my city here. You know, through photography, I can find meaning in the mundane of walking the same way over and over again. And, you know, just chipping away, chipping away, chipping away each day, you know, where you really don't have to travel far to find those interesting sort of photographs, those interesting moments that you're looking to photograph, right? But it does require a sort of discipline, a sort of consistency. It requires you to fall in love with life. You know, the more you fall in love with life, the more you fall in love with the subject, the city, the place that you're photographing, the life that you're living in general, the more you're going to improve as a photographer. The more you get into that groove of going out each and every day, falling in love with life again, you know, the more you're going to find these new things to photograph, I think. You know, that's what I'm starting to discover through looking at some of these old photos of mine, through going through my archive, and even just pushing myself every day to this day with my photography, is really, it has nothing to do with photography, but it has to do with falling in love with life. And like, can you fall in love with life every single day despite not finding anything, you know, at the end of your walk? You know, by embracing the process of going out there and walking and seeing and observing and photographing over and over again for year after year, and just falling in love with that. You know, because if you fall in love with that, if you fall in love with that process of doing this, you won. You're successful. You know, despite the outcome of making the good or bad photo, they will come. You know, but they come with time spent. And yeah, I think that Philadelphia, it's a very special city for street photography. It's not a very popular city for street photography. You know, there's not much street photography done here, despite I have a lot of different you know, friends that photograph here, a lot of different street photographers here, but it's still a very niche, it's a very niche city for street photography. I would love to see more people come here and practice street photography. I think it's a great place to practice street photography. You know, you have that hustle and bustle, but it's not the same energy as like a New York City where there's just so much chaos that you get lost in the crowd. It requires a more sort of audacious, bold, kind of like dedicated photographer to shoot in this kind of city over and over again, I think, just because of how mundane it is in a way. But there's something to be said about making something in this city through photography, especially with street photography, because, yeah, it's just a special place to me. And I don't know, I'm kind of just ranting at this point. I just wanted to share some shit to this morning, you know what I mean? I just like making these videos just to start the day. It's kind of fun. Check this out, yeah. These are socks. Look at my toe socks. Peace.